And now we're going to get the scoop on a great green holiday gift that will allow you to conserve while you consume. Chris Pesci is president of Earth Tech. He joins us to talk about a combination solar iPod or cell phone charger. In fact, one and the same. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, Earth Tech makes an array of solar products, shall
I
say?
We have array of energy conservation products, some portable, some to be used at home. Basically, solar backpacks, solar lighting, sustainable furniture, and so on.
This one sounds exciting because it's a combination charger, so you don't need a different charger for each item that we carry around, all our little electronic gadgets.
Oh, yeah, it's a fantastic item. This item is a very sleek item. It fits in your pocket, and you could charge a huge array of iPod and also cell phones.
So a lot of different models of cell phones, because that's one of my pet peeves, that when you lose your cell phone or it breaks, you have to go out and buy a new car charger, a new wall charger, and you ask some of the folks, you know, who are selling them why, and they say, well, they just want to make more money. But there's also obviously a solid waste aspect of that as well.
Yes. Definitely.
So this one should charge a lot of different gadgets. Most everyone I know seems to have a cell phone and an iPod. Mm-hmm. So how does this work? How much sunlight does it need to charge?
Well, basically, obviously, it works best in direct sunlight. You get basically a full charge on your PDA or iPod or BlackBerry cell phone in about 2 hours, approximately. You could get a charge in non-direct sunlight, but obviously, your best bet is in direct sunlight.
So it is compatible for BlackBerries. That's the other most common item besides cell phones and iPods. That's a particular kind of cell phone, of course. How much is this going to set shoppers back?
Well, we're running a sale right now for $109.99, which also includes 10 free iTunes downloads, music downloads, which we've had great success with right now. We're running it through for the holidays, and it's working out very nicely.
That's great. What else do you have planned now that we know about your great combination of conserve and consume?
We're just bringing more out to the mainstream. Preferably, I like this product because of the fact that we can touch the mainstream to bring mainstream people over into the energy conservation world, so people will be a little more aware who basically are not.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any point-of-purchase education about the need to conserve, or is this just all sort of under the radar screen?
No, we do. We do actually have a blog, which I recommend people to take a look at. It's a great informative blog that we discuss many topics on as such.
That's great. And Earth Tech has been around how long?
We've been around a few years now. A few years.
You know, solar is really taking off, so I imagine you're riding that wave as well?
Definitely.
And I guess they're going to come out with nanosolar, which is going to be a whole new revolution. Is that something that Earth Tech is investing in for tomorrow?
Absolutely. We've gotten involved because there's incredible leaps and bounds with solar that compared to the 80s, I don't know if you remember those days.
Oh yeah, I was here.
Well, you know, you don't need a gigantic solar panel anymore to heat up your hot water system any longer. They're quarter of the size nowadays.
I understand.
It's definitely advanced technology.
And they can put solar pads now on clothing and backpacks.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that something you do?
Another device you can charge your cell phone in. It's a portable backpack that you could take camping, just city touring, city walking to the beach. Charges your devices as well. We also have that at earthtechproducts.com.
Now, if it's a sunny day and you sort of put your iPod, you know, near the window, will that be enough sunlight to charge it, or does it have to be outside under the hot sun?
You do need the direct sunlight, although it will work in overcast, but, you know, your best bet is full sunlight.
So this can be sold in Seattle, and if it works there, it'll work anywhere, right?
That's right, or New York.
That's where everybody's really charged up with all the Starbucks in Seattle or New York. Thanks so much, Chris Pesci. Good luck with the product. It's exciting. Chris is president of Earth Tech. They've just come out with this combination solar iPod and cell phone charger. Check it out.